Bow. Yo, what's smacking, NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, NBA 2K community. Look. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, the man, the myth, the legend, and the making L. Scott Fitzgerald, Young Demi got us in the building. It's get a nigga, we back lit. Welcome to the vibe. If it's your first, second, third time listening, I appreciate you. Look, make sure that you turn that favorite star gold, join the Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, subscribe, follow the official HOF Press badge on Twitter, man. That's where all of the podcasts come out. We're on every platform you can hear a podcast on, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube as well. Let's talk about it, though. Welcome to the barbershop. You know the vibes. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. My Twitter is at JustLScott. We can talk about it. Let's get straight into it, man. Straight off the dribble, man. This is a Just a Fitz reaction to Zion Williamson's first game, his professional sports debut. The reason why he was picked number one and the reason why that check has been cut for that man. First of all, let's go to the shoes. The shoes that Zion wore to the game had the word Duke on it. The Nikes, you know what I'm saying? He's still regular doing his thing, so I appreciate it, though. You know what I'm saying? I like the drip. Basically, they came in through the tunnel. Shout outs to the coverage there. You know what I'm saying? Let's go there first. 1,000 media credits. Shout outs to the media getting busy, getting their badges dirty, man. Shout outs to them, man. Hall of Fame press badge. Watching from afar is what it is, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name, man. Basketball is the game. Appreciate everyone who listens to the Hall of Fame press badge podcast show. Listen. Come out to the Migos, walk it, talk it, and they go out there on the court and they explode for the fact that Zion is there. I won't go there first. I'll just say that he came out, you know what I'm saying? They scream for him. He goes out there, he lays the ball up. I think he should have just yammed it. Like, as soon as he came out there, jumped into the layup line and just banged that mug. I don't know, man. I come in peace. I'm not trying to violate, man. Yeah, I would have slammed it, but that's just me. But look, off the backboard slam, the crowd goes crazy. The game starts, you know what I'm saying? RJ's across from him. He's rocking the number 9 this year. So, let's talk about it, man. RJ versus Zion. The ball tips up. Shout outs to my man, Mitchell Robinson. He is a beast. And I knew that Zion was going to have a hard time because that guy was going to be on the court. So, we're talking about one quarter of action. We're talking about the first quarter of action. We're talking about one quarter of action. Zion slammed the ball four times in this joint. No cap, when he stole the ball from Kevin Knox, I thought he was gonna tear the house down. He plays defense. He comes to compete. He plays defense. He shot a three. I really appreciate the fact that he attempted it. He tried it. Fact that he's got all of this verticality, he can do so much on his second bounce and third bounce and fourth bounce. He can do so much with each one of those. The fact that his jump shot is a set shot. How dirty can I get? The fact that that wrist does so much. He bricked it. Had a nice little second jumper. It looked flat. And what happened? Almost an air ball. It was kind of, you know what I'm saying, I would say confidence shaking somewhat a little bit to see those shots on his end. But I knew that if he would just continue to just try, you know what I'm saying, he'd be all right. And attempting another three in that game to kind of redeem himself was on its way. I felt that energy, you know what I'm saying. It's must-see TV watching Zion. That's the takeaway that I take away from the game. First quarter, Zion is somewhat upstaged. And I'll say, RJ, yes, sir, you were somewhat upstaged by the fact that Anthony Davis chose to step in at that time. He could have waited until after you hit those free throws and waited until after you shot those free throws and the next possession play in, he could have came in. Salutes to Anthony Davis, you know what I'm saying? No shade, no hate, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But bro, it's levels to the scream. I'm telling you, Zion came out there, he rocked the building as if he was a rock star. And that's how it should be for this guy. Like, it really should be. There was a lot of stars there. I saw Ja Morant sitting next to Triple J with Josh Hart. I saw the president, Michael Brogdon. I saw, of course, LBJ and the Brow. It's a lot of people in the building that you can scream for. DeMar DeRozan's there. It's a lot of names that I could throw out there. I'm trying not to say bigger names. I'm trying to give more smaller names. There's celebrities in the building. There's basketball stars, all stars, superstars in the building. But they didn't even call his name. He just walked out onto the court. And they went crazy. The marathon continues, man. He had knee-to-knee contact. So don't throw the whole game away, but he did sit out the whole second half. RJ had himself a nice little layup. Later on in the game, he was in there, you know what I'm saying? He was trying some things, but they are on his right side, forcing him to go left and making him run into some bigger guys, some tall trees, waiting for him, rim protecting, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, though. The game happened, the first professional game from Zion. How do you guys feel about that, man? Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, let me know. Not too much work, but tons of highlights. You feel me? So, it's not all negative. There's some positivity in that. The fact that he did have knee-to-knee contact and they say, hey, we're not going to ruin our debut. We are not going to ruin our first night. Who's getting that first game? TNT? I hope NBA on TNT gets it because I want to hear what Shaq has to say. I'd enjoy seeing some NBA countdown too, though. Shout-outs to the team on NBA countdown, man. That's it, man. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame? You must be drunk, man. That's it. thank y'all for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge Podcast. Man, hit me up on Twitter at Just L. Scott. Join the conversation. I appreciate those that make it to the end for the motivation. Check me out on Hardwood Amino at HOF Press Badge. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, subscribe, then turn that favorite star gold. Join the Hall of Fame fam. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. My guys, this is somewhat like the moon landing. One giant step for me and one for mankind. It's one step into LeBron's grave, man. Like, it's one digging him deeper, making him older. The new class, the new wave is coming in, bro. And it is what it is, man. This season is going to be one of those, man. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, Ringer Network, or the Disney Airways yet. But we're going to get there soon enough, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. Ball is life. Let's grind. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, close the door behind you on your way out. The shop is closed. It's Fitz, and like that, we gone.
Explain what is there to gain.